KBND Radio News Time, 12:05. Good afternoon. It's Monday. Welcome to the news. This update brought to you by American Painting. Win a ride for you and your child in the KBND traffic copter. Have your child write us and email us. You can help them. It's KBND at KBND.com. Tell us why you deserve that ride. Winners will be chosen monthly. Now let's go to the newsroom and Kelly Blyer.
Thanks so much, Dave. Some Central Oregonians are getting frustrated and angry with state government, as was evidenced during recent town halls. 1110 KBND's Dave Adams reports.
One Central Oregon small business owner addressed State Senator Chris Telfer and State Representative Jason Conger. He accused the state of being the enemy, creating taxes and regulations that he says are choking the life out of Oregonians. State Representative Jason Conger.
I share your viewpoint. There is some confusion about who serves who, whether the government is the master of the people or the people are the master of the government. And I want to assure you that many of us are doing exactly what you're asking to be done.
Conger says the legislative system moves slow, and the good thing about that is it keeps one side from having its way. State Senator Chris Telfer says administrative rules are out of control, and one bill she is proposing would sunset all state fees on a rotating basis to allow a fresh look to be taken at each fee. Dave Adams, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Deschutes Public Library is making plans to see fewer dollars this year due to decreased tax revenue. Library Director Todd Dunkelberg says they've cut corners by not replacing workers who leave the library, and they'll also be cutting back on hours.
This year, we're actually looking at a 3.6% drop in revenue coming in from taxes. At the same time, our expenses are rising at about 3%. So there's about a 6 and 7% difference there.
The smaller branches, East Bend, Sister, Sun River, and Lapine, will only be open 5 days a week. Redmond will be open 6 days, closed on Sunday. And the main downtown Bend branch will be open 7 days with fewer hours. Oregon is known as a leader in helping keep seniors in their homes, but proposed budget cuts may put some of that state funding in jeopardy. Department of Human Services spokesman Gene Evans says the governor has presented his budget, but lawmakers have the final say.
The proposal is about a 16% reduction in those services. And these are things like assisting someone with their medication or giving them assistance with bathing or getting dressed or eating or mobility. So these are just kind of the day-to-day activities that with a little assistance, people can stay at home.
The legislature must approve the budget by the end of June. For more details on these stories, go to KBND.com. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.